The Gemara has a machlokes in Maseches Brachos and Daf Tes Vav. Also, it's mentioned in the Gila Daf Yud Tes whether when the person makes a bracha, must he hear that which he enunciates? So, the halacha indicates very clearly, we saw this actually last week, that a bracha has to be made the kol. And this is found actually in the sword in Resh Vav. Take a look, you'll see in a moment. Resh Vav, Siftimo, that's the language of the Mishnah. Besides the fact that obviously one has to make sure that there's no interruption between the bracha and the act of eating. And the Rambam says, Yosin, but they did work. The tzorach lashmiya la'oznim, which Allah is referring to, it has to be enunciated where you can actually hear that which you said. Yimlo'ishmiya la'oznim yotza. But the other, even if you don't hear what you said, you don't say the bracha. As long as it's enunciated and articulated. But the halacha is that if a person does not enunciate the bracha, as long as he does not hear it, but he doesn't enunciate the bracha with his lips, then the din is quite clear that you have to repeat the bracha. As Mr. Brewer writes in Reish Vav, in Sivkotin Yud Gimel, Bisvasa, says Mr. Brewer, Avon Hira B'libo Sa Bracha Lo Yatsa. A few more. Thank you. So someone is Maharer, the Bracha Balibo, which the Ruh indicates, but not Yotze, and if you don't enunciate the Bracha with your lips, you're obligated to repeat the Bracha. That's how we paskin La Locha. However, there are situations where Hirhur, a person thinking, ruminating, about the bracha can also be a last resort. God forbid someone who is ill, someone who is a chole, and is not able to speak, not able to enunciate, not able to articulate, doesn't have that ability. So then hirur is acceptable. And that we saw last week. Actually, I zeroed it last week, but I didn't bring the copies that I made last week. It's Sentence Out of Days. We saw that mentioned very clearly. Siv Dalet. So Sentence Out of Days, Siv Dalet, that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings here Ba'alocha. I'll just read the language of the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber tells you, in Machmas Choli or Ones Acher, the context is Kriyashma. So if someone is under some unavoidable situation, some extraordinary situation, or he's ill, Kara Kriyashma Bulibo Yatza, and the Mahmoud says, Yatza Khatibu Yasaki. He's in that kind of setup, that kind of situation. So then, even the Khatibu, that's Mukubo, that's one situation. Now, what happens, however, if his illness, Baruch Hashem, disappeared, and now he's possible, he's in a position where he can actually say the bracha, so then the halacha is he should say again the bracha b'peh. That's what the post can bring down, the halacha. I'll give you an example, another area, let's say a person, David Shmanese, the hero, because he was a chole, and now let's say it's still talks man tfilo, he's still within the misgaret of his man tfilo, and his situation improved, where Baruch Hashem is no longer a chole, he should daven once again, Shmanese, the peh of the kol. It says in Halacha, the post can bring it down. Mishavua indicates that it's kedai even to do that. Another example, I think we mentioned this example.
Yeah, well, it can be if it's not a tefillas kedavah.
Correct, right, exactly. So another example that we refer to is someone who gets up in the middle of the night. This is all asek, and he has a thirst. I think I mentioned last week that the famous story with Chaim Balozhe never wanted to make a bracha without someone answering Amen. So, but he was zochet to things that I'm not zochet to. So he gets up in the middle of the night and there's no one around. And all of a sudden, of course, Eliyahu HaNavi appears in the scene and he's able to make a bracha. Eliyahu HaNavi answers Amen. That's Chaim Balozhe. So someone gets up in the middle of the night and he's thirsty and he wants to drink. And let's assume, and I'm not issuing right now a psak on this next statement I'm about to make. Let's assume he's makbid on negolasa. He's makbid at that point, and even though he's going to go back to sleep, that's the whole deal in the poskim. Let's assume he's makbid on negolasa to wash his hands before he makes the bracha. So then the chatzilah, he should try to wash his hands before. If not, of course, the Gemara said, kol midi demanki. go ahead and rub your hands on the shtender, or on some other kind of item, and on a beged, on the wall. and that's also not possible. Yivorech v'hiru. That's also, we saw mentioned here in Samach Bey, is a long bi'ah halacha, that you don't have a mechuyev to carry all the mishaburos with you. So, therefore, that's what we referred to as last week. Now, let's say a person has a suffix, whether he made a bracha or not, so the apostle will tell you that you should make a bracha behiru. So, actually, last week, I didn't see it again. This week, I couldn't find a copy. I'm sure the show has a copy. Dain Weiss, Nechasitzok, has a long chuva about this. That's what he passed in the halacha. I saw it quoted in his name, that you should make a bracha behiru. Lamaise, let me just sum up, that the chatchiva, when you make a bracha, it should be made with kol. No question about it. But the Eved, if you make a bracha and you are enunciating bepeh, the words are enunciated, Daloch is a yotzei. Hiru bebracha is not ideal in the ruminating, thinking about the bracha, but if it's not possible to say a bracha, bepeh, but the Eved, the person's a cholem, so then the Daloch is a yotzei. It's just the besikum, just to sum up the basic din. Now, I want to get to the next issue, which is again another issue that is subject to a lot of discussion among the Gedolei HaPoskim, and that is when you say the Shem Hashem, so you have to say it phonetically. You have to indicate the Shem Hashem, and there's a Chayodam in Klal Hei, and this, he points out a common error in people who say the Shem Hashem. They don't sound the final Yud. You have to pronounce the Dalet with the Cholom sound, Ado, as well as the, many people say, Adir, with the Shvah. I hear this all the time. It's like, Maisim Shabbat Yom. So it should be pronounced with the Cholom sound, and the same with the Shvah is wrong. And under the Nun is the Komatz. If one says a Nun Yud with the Patach, I'll get to, don't worry about it, hurts. I'll be done. So this is a famous issue, which is the subject of a discussion we have in front of you on page one. This week's Pasha, Hineinah Adonai, and this is the subject of Rishon HaBefilde, the one who best articulated. I'm not going to go through the Rabbeinu B'chaye inside, I'll leave it to you. You could actually see it. I underlined most of it. It is a bit esoteric, but it's not so esoteric really if you look at it carefully. Essentially, he contends that if you say the name with the Patach, it means my master. It's not a divine name. The word Adonai means my master. And this is the question, of course, if we'll get to, how shall we put it, a Jew who sees himself as being Nusach Ashkenaz, an Ashkenazi Jew, and he dominates with his Israeli accent. And this is a very common phenomena here in this country. It's also common even in Chutzar, so many people, I have many students over the years, the last 50 years, that many of them were raised in the schools where they ki'ilu wanted to teach them Hebrew. Ki'ilu. Trust me, it's only ki'ilu. So how did they do the ki'ilu? By stressing davaras v'adit. That was the ki'ilu. So the question is, what is the status of that? So this is discussed by the Hartzvi. Hartzvi Pesach Frank is a famous Jew. He cites this up in the Chai over here. And the Hartzvi questions whether even a Sephardic Jew is yotzei saying the Shem Hashem with a patach. Sephardic Jew. That's right. Mazel tov. So that's why I mentioned you, Rabbi Horowitz. I knew you'd be on target, as you always are. So even the Sephardic Jew should say, no, with the Kamatz. What a psak. Ask the Sephardim in this country what they think about that psak halacha. Whether they don't agree with it. This is all discussed. This I saw years ago. I couldn't find the Sefer. Probably have it here in the shul too. Rav Sternbuch is one of his many, many painters. He has many. Rav Sternbuch is known for two things. One, he has Meister Rav that no one ever heard of. And two, that he has also Pisgei Halacha that also no one ever heard of. So he has in the Sefer called Tuktam Badas, which is a Perish Al HaTerah. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Parsha Vayera. I'm sure it's on this Parsha. I saw it 40 years ago. And that's where I saw this statement that he made regarding the Patach of the Shem Hashem and applying it even to Sfardim. However, obviously, Rav Avadya does not agree with the position.
That's Miros,
the Miros of Shabbos?
Of Shabbos, at least two of them. I don't remember which one fell, where it's night.
Where this issue comes up. Okay, yeah. It could be. I'm not so into Miros of Shabbos, but only when my wife asked me to sing, I want to be in Sabbath. But other than that, I'm into other kinds of Zemer. more of a different Torah nature. But anyway, so there, I saw also in another Sefer, also many years ago, now this is based on memory, which could be not accurate. There's a Sefer called Yashiv Meshe. So he brings the Psak of Abel Yashiv. It's hard for me to investigate all the Psak of Abel Yashiv, but he's also Mako for Sfardi to say the Shem Hashem as they do, as opposed to say with the Tomas, Ben Bukhayev, Sfardi Tahor, but to say with the Patah. Okay, I'm just indicating this issue because it's a very fascinating issue. Many young Talmidim ask me all the time, going on for the last several decades, and they're Ashkenazim. So they started davening in Havara Sfaradi because that's what the day schools in the United States taught them. Now the question is, should they change the Havara? Now to change Havara is no simple matter. Years of the Akusa of Mishtakha, the Gemara says Shabbos, and just it's not an easy thing to do, to change one's Havara. Someone who's been davening his whole life Havara Sfaradi for 20 years or longer, and now suddenly he wants to become a full-fledged Ashkenaz for all kinds of reasons, not always the right reasons. But anyway, whatever the reasons are, must be politically correct. And Shidduchim, I don't know, so all along this. Anyway, so the what should he do? Should he actually literally turn himself upside down in order to do that? Is that necessary? The answer, of course, is no. It is not necessary. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, I heard from Rav Levinson a number of times that Kriyas HaTorah, let's use that example. So Soloveitchik was makrid Kriyas HaTorah in Ashkenazic circles can only be read in Havara Ashkenazis. He held you're not Yetze with Havara Sfaradi. Kach Shamati, he pit kosher only 5 or 6 times. I heard him say it in Boston, in New York, and he was makrid. The people who lame for him were, even though they spoke, a few of them, 2 or 3 of them spoke Hebrew fluently, they always lame in Havara Ashkenazis. I understood that the Rav was also, Amunu was Atzal, he's outside his very shortly, that he also was makrid. I don't know if he held this Likuva. So I asked Rav Levinson. He said, Shlomo Zalman also held the Chathila, but it's not Makke. It's clear. And Akke Dekach, he told me a Maise, Shlomo Zalman got an Adi and his father Sheshul, and he said the Bracha in Havara Sfaradi in order to be in sync with the Havara that was said in that particular Shul. So he was more Mako on this matter, but so that she held it's like Kuma, it's Makke.
But that
means
from the
Katan
is okay.
Even for the Amid. Okay, the Rasul Eishu would not permit it. Yes, the only people who daven him were those who daven Havara Ashkenazis, and also the Balkere, or I know the 2 or 3 Balkere later in for a period of 50 years, they all were, 2 of them spoke Hebrew fluently, also in Havara Sfaradi, but they would, when they lay only Havara Ashkenazis.
Is it not clear which Ashkenazis? Or as old as Ashkenazis?
As it was, if you're laying, if you're laying, why should you go to the kid? You're not Yetzir. Okay, that's Moshe, not even Sofi. Gaushe, ain't Makom Mistapi. I myself am Makbid on that, so if I go to such a place, I quickly either leave or find another Kriya. Anyway, so.
Moshe says that those go higher,
not lower. Yeah, that's a famous statement. Especially, what does that mean?
Te-mani.
Oh, that's easy. Okay, let me just mention the 3 Shemas of Hashem that are critical over here. Al-Dal Nun Yud, of course, it means that Hashem is the master. The owner of creation, the Rav was very into the Gemara Brachis that the Yom Shabbat Kodesh Baruch was Alamo. The first one to recognize that shame was Avram Avinu, Adnus Elokim, Amoyidaki Roshena. The notion that Hashem is the proprietor of the universe and essentially juridic and judicial legal title to the universe. Hashem Aretz Umloa Tevul Yoshiva, Tu Ayam Nisodo, the Alna Rosh Hananel. And of course, Hashem Elokim, which is obviously, he's a Kol Yochol, he's omnipotent, Bina Sadin. Natural law, that's how the Ramban and the Ramban and the Ultimano Rishonim Perchot have a similar kind of translation, and the Shema Vaya, which was the Hoya Ibn Viyah, the old Simon Shomar, Simon Hey, that focuses on that. And that is, again, since Havaya is pronounced as Al Dalton Yu, the person pronouncing the shame has to reflect on both meanings. He has to have in mind when he says that Shem, number one, the meaning of Al Dalton Yu, that's how he's pronouncing the Shem Hashem, and also the other intent that's embedded in it as well. There's a, I actually Xeroxed to you over here also. There's a Sefer that my father Shaw was very fond of. It's a very cute Sefer, page 89, the Kuti Mariach. Probably only 1 or 2 people are familiar with this Sefer. So I also got it from my religion. And my father, Baruch Hashem, he had this Mishigas. He thought, whatever Sefer I get from my mitzvah, I should learn. Where do you get such an idea? And I didn't get a lot of smart, like today, with people, Baruch Hashem, give out Svarim. So I got a few Svarim. One is Bli Mariach. In the course of 7 years, my father went to the entire Sefer with Bli Mariach with me. That was with me, with my brothers, and we had an education. And this is a fascinating Sefer. So I didn't Xerox the right pages, but I was a little bit not on top of things, but there is in Bli Mariach the following statement. He says the following. He says, since it's difficult to have Kavanah for the Shem Hashem, so people say the Shem Hashem, the Meshach Hayom, many, many times, countless times. So he suggests that the first time when a person says, Al Tehas Yadayim, let's say that's the first bracha you make in the morning, so then at that point in time, you should be mechaving all the Kavanos of the Shem Hashem, Hashem is bar. I think I mentioned Asol Echim, so that's the reason why we begin with Ador Olam. Ador Olam has in it several elements of the Shem Hashem. And I'll show you in a moment the Sefer Afikayam. That's a more popular Sefer for those who are in Tachrinim. So the Afikayam that I did Zirax. I cannot tell you. Maybe we'll have to ask one of the savants over here. I always assume you're one of them. I assume one of the Dolei Achronim again. It's not exactly a brisker kind of style that he has, including Mariach, but he's the Malake. He calls from everywhere. So that's what he writes. The first bracha that you encounter during the day, so he suggests you have in mind all the kavanas. Adon Olam. Now, you probably like this idea. Adon Olam, you should make sure that you focus on the Shemas of Hashem. There you have Ha'yahov of the year and Al-Dal Nun Yud. Yeah, I know that. I referred to it already a number of times. So, and therefore, it means basically your Kobeya and the Tchilas Hayom, how exactly the Shemas Hashem are going to, I mean, there are people who are very, very reductive. They died a long time. I want to show you the Afikayam. The Afikayam is a beautiful Sefer. I will be honest, it's Fatoya and Maskir. I became aware of that Sefer when I learned in Yeshiva and Absatzel, the tree. And one of the Rosh Yeshiva, Agdoyin Abichel Zilba, Hashem Yarav Yom of Shneisov, on page number 10, number 11. So he's the one who introduced me to this Pinina Yam at the back of the Sefer. He used to cite from the Sefer itself, Kuseidah. Probably I learned half the Sefer, very longish Sefer, Molei Chidushim with Pilpulim. But he has in the back of the Sefer one of the cutest things that you can imagine, page 10 and 11. So I wrote down, I underlined here, I believe, Gimel. And Gimel's looking at to this issue. Inyan Godahu Lahasas. Every day, Shaaski Bechol Yom, Shem, Aleph Dalet, Baruch Hashem, Kibanti Shu Adonako, Uvimokum Shenichta Shem Habaya, Baruch Hu, Kibanti Shu Adon HaKol, Behu, Hayahoy Leviyah. Ushaski Shem Elokim Baruch Hu, Kivad Yishu, Ashadit B'chol Olamas Kulam, Metakav B'bal Kol HaKeshas Kulam. So he says it. But that's almost as if the first time you have such a thing there in the Siddur. What? Correct.
The Harini.
Exactly. So I saw this also. I meant to bring the thank you to Dr. Stern Shlita. So here we have this in the, matter of fact, this Siddur, Jilas Kol Peh, I'm very fond of this Siddur. I'm fond of Tusi Durham and one of the shuls I was a rabbin, so I engineered a, today we're looking for another Siddur, a bit more, quote unquote, how should we say, user friendly, modern, and the like. And I engineered this Siddur into the shul, insinuated it into the shul, several hundred copies. This is one of the reasons why I did it, because of this Hakdama device. And this is from the Buchacha Goin. The Buchacha Goin, of course, is the what? Yeah. So he writes here, B'chol yom b'bogit konon b'chas ha-Torah yom ha-zos. Hareini mechavi mi'ato, al-kol prad u'prad, mi'masa v'digurai ma'shulosa she'kol ha-yom, ad-mochar, b'ayit azot. And the Shem Yichud, la'achri atatmi, v'et kolom b'nei Yisrael, v'et kolom v'kapskut, hareini mechavi mi'ato n'mochar, b'ayit azot, b'chol pam sh'aski shem ha-baya, which means hoya hobe b'yia, and alav dal b'nyu, which is adon ha-kol, shem ha-lokim, takim, exactly what we saw here in the Pnini Yam, of the Afikei Yam. And also the sound of Kuti Mariach, the sound of the Muchacha of the Eshel Avron, the Shemalot, well, the Mosei, the Sachronim. So this is one of the reasons why I have about 10 reasons why I chose the Siddur. I cannot elaborate on them right now. None of the Balabatim in that particular shul were very happy with me. Who exactly was the engineer of this issue, of this Siddur. There are other Siddurim that are also fine Siddurim, Chassu Shalom, you won't see Lazi gets any Siddurim. But this is very fascinating that Achronim felt the need to somehow spell this out. Now, if you have, you can keep this with you, this little short sheet that I gave you. and you read just the P.A.M. I'm not asking you to go to the Afrika'am to the Savior, although that would be a better idea, but he has here some remarkable, marvelous kind of Haoros that you'll enjoy immensely in terms of a number of things that came to his attention, very basic, very fundamental, and so it's good if you can to go through this if you don't mind, they're only about, I think, 19, 20 items or so. That's what I call. Okay, now so I'm going further.
They always mention there that saying these things do not help for Shema.
That's right. Because, I mean, the truth is that Shema, again, requires a separate Kabbalah Shema Shemaim. And that's what I believe why Shema is also Din Daraisa. I think you have to be more medakid. I think I mentioned to you that I don't know if I should mention the names. I saw several Rosh Yeshiva who were Anoshim Kedoshim Adorim. I can't tell you how they daven. I saw a going to Shmuel Orebach daven in Israel. I never saw a daven like that in my entire life. I'm talking about a Tfilas Chol, not Yom Kippur. I'm talking about he daven. This is in Tavshin Lamed Aleph. Every Shem Hashem was enunciated the Kol Rav Baal Peh with Kavana. It was as if his entire Kolas Meisai Tamad Hashem Echavod. That's every daven. They didn't wait for him. Don't worry. And he wasn't Rosh Shiva, not a Rosh Gadol. So then my family went Rosh Shiva, the elephant itself. Anyway, I'm going back to the Shem Hashem. Let's just now mention a few other elements. And what I did was here, I'm not going to read all of it either. Isaac's the Chayodom has a famous, I grew up in Chayodom. That's what I'm familiar with. I honestly, I'm not doing the Chayodom in over 60 years, but I grew up in it. And when I went to day school, so that's what we learned from Kesar Shalom Aruch Chayodom. I never heard of Mishnah Berurah. Didn't know that such a saver existed. What? Those are the two popular stories.
I couldn't chapter about
it.
Mishnah Berurah
after
got married.
Okay, so I, Baruch Hashem, I'm in good company. I don't think I'm missing a lot of the other company of it, what he has. Just in regard to Shem Hashem, as you know, there's an Issa of Shem Shemayim Levatolo. And there's obviously a mitzvah saying, Pachar Umorah, when one says Hashem Hashem, and we're talking about something which is Kadosh, and certainly one is allowed to use Hashem Hashem. Before, let's say, Yeratzon Fanech, Hashem Elokeinu, all kinds of makoshes that we have that utilize Hashem Hashem. It's not called Hashem Hashem Levatol. My father, Hashem, sang Zmiras of Shabbos with Hashem Hashem. Kach, Shomati, Vraiti, B'meshach, Habeshanim. And there are those who are makbid not to do it. My father said, just you shouldn't repeat it. But one time, my father didn't see a problem. So, as usual, you know, we, city slickers who go to yeshiva, question our parents. My father then went to yeshiva, day in his life. So I asked my eighth grade Rebbe, I'm going to Chaim Krzyzewski, he said, I learned to be yeshiva, when I was there at Sissel, and he was nifter, I was here one of the trips, and he was masked him. I'm going to Chaim Krzyzewski, Shiva the Mir was masked him. Called him one of the Aroya Shiva Habura. He think I had a clue in my eighth grade that he was one of the Aroya Shiva Habura, one of the lions. And so I asked him, he told me that, first of all, you shouldn't question your father, number one. He told that very quickly. And then number two, he said that he felt it was the Seder to go and sing Zmir Shabbos, sing the Shem Hashem one time, as long as you don't repeat it. Often the refrain is repeated. So that's not considered to be the Batola, you're not in violation of Shem Hashem Batola. Many people have makbid regarding this matter. Now there's the Al-Chayodim here. On page 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm not going to read the entire, but there are a number of things here that he brings. It's good. Now you can hold on to it. I Xerox it for you. And he points out that I just want to read one or two items in Kolim Mibrochas on page number 3. Aleph. He says, Yochin Atzmo Levarech HaBrochas. Tzorech Adam Mizor Mehod Shevarech V'yiro V'kavona V'siyo. Be careful to make a bracha. Lo Yivarech HaSvashom Shum Bracha V'atol. You don't change. Tzorech Klau V'brochas. If you don't need the bracha, I feel ligro on bracha shein atzvicha. Person could get away with one bracha, and he gives the example. In the film shayad, masik besicha. The Gemara says that you masik besicha between tzil shayad, tzil shavosh, chayzem erchei alochama, and then you're going to make another bracha on the shavosh. The bracha batola over al sisa la bottom, the mosque in shayad batola is a mitzvah sev as Hashem alker atira. So he writes here, and he quotes the pasuk in Dvarim, a famous pasuk. That part of Yira, of Yira Hashem, is not to mention the Shem of Hashem is brought in b'derach shevach, mashem akuyim, avlo v'atol. B'yira b'yizdazu evor b'shor shemaske Hashem. Wow. Unbelievable statement. B'lo shem am yuchad b'vat. Kol ha-shemas. Every Shem Hashem, how should a person, that's your 100 million minyan, Dabari. I can't get past it. I was lucky to be on one of them. Only one. And then somehow I think we got a big COVID in our lives that entered. I mean COVID. COVID goal entered our lives and sort of put it into everything. Anyway, but he tells here, even, and he writes on the bottom, the parentheses. So I remember from literally when I was a child, today the Halib live on Oshim, the girl was a Yehud Bazer, Atik Maisera, God the left of Ingi. Bishama, Bebezin Shamala, Kolrash Godel. The Godel passed on, and there was a heavenly call, Panu Makam Vasari Gechash and Yifta, Bikibu, Bikabu Godel. They accepted him upstairs with great cover, Vinosno Sevator, Bizor, Ushalu, Yamna Shikazu Bazer. Did you fulfill everything written in the Torah? They asked him when you came upstairs. Amahein, yes. Kiyamti mitzvah rishonah shepriyah v'rivya. Lo la'anasma, l'shem shamayim. Wow, did you do prove who l'shem shamayim? Amahein. He said, yes. On to the next page. Nimei b'chol. Can you have someone testifying? Uvo ha'malochim shenivu me'amitzvah asher osa adei mitzvah ve'idu bo. Malochim came to testify. Malochim that he created for each mitzvah. This mitzvah that he did, I emerged as a result. They asked him, David Chelge Shimonar, did you fulfill it properly? But they asked him this question by Yido. He was silent. Were you careful never to emulsify Shem Shemayim Levatola? Chazu Mishalom, Ishtek Lavalo Midin. He didn't say a word. Came all the black malachim, the Eidu Zelman, the basic Yom Plomi, when he said, X, without Kabbalah, this bracha. They started tearing Kriya. What a story. Could you imagine what's going on here? Makpin on every color to Machamura, this fellow, but in one area, he was sort of lax. And now Dig Madina all over the Gehenna, a lot of the Gigo, who bought the Gehenna, maybe you, Akan Hashanah. I remember when my father showed me this, I said, I can't learn this. It's not for me. The Echo Yosim Ha'odom, the Libor, the Aspir Hashem, the Yir of Afacha, the Kabbalah Saleh, Ayn Choshe Mishmod, Hamakal of Hashem, Shekurin Hanochin, Akadish Baruch, Lokiam, Ashakaz, Ashak, the Yordea, Roshan, Hol, Mutu, Mamachto. Okay, so the point he's trying to make that clearly, I think you more or less get the general approach. We have to be exceptionally careful when we are masking Shem Shamayim. And again, by the way, you know what was commonly done in my days? I don't know if you ever saw this, maybe. Years and years ago, people were not, I grew up in a shul that was not so literate. People were not so literate. There were European Jews who didn't know how to learn, and also were very, but there were also many others. They used to say all the time, Adoshem. I remember that vividly. Adoshem. You've ever heard that, Mari?
Do
we
know?
No, not
that. They said it as an appellation. So they said, Adoshem. That is meaningless and disrespectful and inappropriate. That's what my father told me. Because Hashem means a name, including denotes.
Okay.
But the Pashtos, okay, so it is discussed actually by a Taz and Shulchan Aruch. I didn't Xerox the Taz. I couldn't Xerox everything. It takes a lot of.
That's based on the Mishnah Yuma.
Which Mishnah?
On Hashem.
On Hashem, that Mishnah. Okay, but I'm simply indicating that people have to be very medactic. That's the whole upshot of this Hayodah. When they say the Shem Hashem, it shouldn't be the Batola. And the person has to be Misaki in it. And right away, he points out as well. There's an area, you say, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, that shows covered for Hashem's bar. And if you have, since you have the Shalom, that you do have the Shalom, that you'll see something also which is relevant to this. In Sifu Shalom, in the Chelik Beis that hopefully you brought. So there, you'll see in Sif Vav. So the Chabi says over there, I'm reading, I'll read the whole thing that you want to see in the context. So he says here, not of the other pre lachlo, the berachalam, and not of the other, never on him. There's a famous issue. This issue always reminded me. We used to go to the park. We used to go to the Bronx Zoo and the Tampa Gardens every Shabbos. Years. My father was very into showing me the flora and fauna and the safaris and all that. And we used to travel. I grew up as a kid. I wasn't, didn't have the kind of, maybe that's one of my problems. I don't know. I used to go to a museum, Hayden Planetarium, which was my father wanted to show me, what Gemara says about Shmuel. Even though Shmuel de Rakil, Shmuel de Ravnol, they knew this guy. My father was a mumche in astronomy, all these kinds of things. He was a Cooper Union physics engineer person. That's what he thought we should be doing. And so we went to the Planetarium. We went to the Museum of Natural History, Guggenheim Museum, Metropolitan Museum of Art, all kinds of things my father said we should be exposed to. And that's what my father was not into baseball. The elder was a Beatles man. But I was I don't want to say a staunch Yankee fan. There were some years where I did not enjoy. I used to go to school on Sunday. We had school on Sunday. But even the college I went to, the Yiddishkeit wasn't such interest in me. To have school on Sunday till 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that school where I went to eliminated now the afternoon on Sunday, just out of the Yiddishkeit college, as far as I know. I didn't go to school on Friday. So often I found myself in different stadiums and what have you. but that's about it. That's the extent of my interaction. I'm not really such a sports aficionado. Never interested me much. And I used to be a reader, a voracious reader. I spent most of my days in libraries, reading voraciously everything imaginable and unimaginable. So anyway, but one of the things I mentioned, we used to go to the park. And there was a water fountain. Sometimes we make a bracha. And then a number of times the water fountain made the bracha. It starts working. It's like I taste some brachas. I learned taste some brachas as a young man. So the simple issue, I take a pre, and I want to make a bracha on it. All of a sudden it falls, and it's no longer edible. It becomes dirty. I mean, I'm not such a mafuna, especially 29 years in Eretz Yisrael. You lose your pinuk very quickly. Anyway, so here it's nevar or nimas, tzach lachzer the bracha. I have to make another bracha. The same min was in front of you when you made the original bracha. Okay, this needs a separate discussion. But he goes on. This is a very famous halacha. And so this is one of the areas that we have to be careful about. And I just want to mention that that here, as I said, the Rambam also has a long discussion. But in general, let's say a person says bracha to Hashem and recognizes he can't complete the bracha. So either the bracha is completely unnecessary, and then the question is, what do you do? So, of course, you finish by saying Lamdein Hukecha. That's what it says here at the end of Sivri Reshva. That's what the Mechaber quotes. Im Amak Shelav Barachat Hashem Lamer Elokeinu Yisayim Yomar Lamdein Hukecha. That's a pasuk. In Tehillim, Sheinir Kekoy Pasuk Ben Kamot Hashem Shomayim Latol Abul Ha'Omid Al Samayim The Baruch Shose Al Bishamayim Shoshose Lo Yilufanav. But now new water has come. So it's not the same water that you made the bracha on. Doesn't make a difference. This is a very complicated area of halacha. Since I was your kavanah to make bracha on the water, even though the water fountain is going, so it's not the same water that you saw when you started making the bracha. The halacha is that's considered to be a yotzei because you have in mind to make a bracha on water. But this again, this din of Adina Hukecha, which is a tilim, I think it's a good test, I'm not mistaken. So there you say, my father used to say the entire tilim every week. And he thought we should also say it. That was part of the ritual in our house. We used to say Tilim, Kol Hayom, Kol Laila. So I got used to a little bit Tilim. I wasn't very fond of the practice. not like you probably, but that was then. But now I look back at all these things and wow, the best thing that ever happened to me. Yesterday I'm Kusel, I'm Mishtacha. Anyway, so here, that's what this is an Eitzah. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, but if you say Elokeinu, then of course here you don't have an Eitzah, Lamdein Hukecha. Once you say Elokeinu, then you have a problem. The Pasuk is Baruch Atah Hashem. So Elokeinu creates a problematic one. And therefore, then you have to say, Baruch Sheikh Mamachusim, and that's what Muhammad passes here at the end of Sivri Reshva. I'll just mention that these are questions that people ask me now all the time, the last 15 years of my life. Can I play a recording of Sukkim containing the Shem Hashem? Question one. Question two. Can I play the videotape of my wedding where the Rabbonim are reciting brachas, the wedding ceremony, and someone told me, someone who's recently married, so they told me that he and his wife loves to watch the recording of the wedding. They were married a few months ago. I was involved in that chuppah, And they watch it every week. So every week they watch it. I don't have the video of my wedding. I'm sorry, Rabbi Horowitz. It's not funny. I can't show it to you. I don't even know. We barely have pictures. I think we have some pictures of the wedding. So my grandchildren see it. That's what they look at. I've seen it probably once in my entire life. My wife asked me to look at it. It took me about 2.5 minutes, and I was mistake. I was actually a chavosi. But the poskim of today indicate that if you hear a haklata b'shem Hashem, there's no iser of shem shamayim batal. That seems to be, I would say, universally understood. Because again, you're not hearing the original call. It's a replication. It's a, you call it, I think, a what's the English word?
Digitalized.
Yeah, thank you. It's a digitalized call. It's not the call of the person. And this is no gear to other areas as well. Now, often, many years already, I'm holding in the series of Kol Isha, and that's really one of the areas also that's a very, very famous issue that deals with this question. Is it called Kol Isha? Assume you don't recognize the person, you don't see the person. That's a Suyin Saita in Mar Megillah. And if you don't have that visual recognition, and you just hear a call and it's coming electronically, Rabbi Avadia is Mekel. And he got himself into a lot of trouble. He wrote that tshuva, and Rabbi Ayman, a very famous tshuva. But also, let's say the recordings are used for educational purposes. So many poskim permit the practice of using recordings of the Shem Hashem, Rabbi Shafayim, of the tshuva about it. I saw a tshuva in this process of Yasser. I saw a tshuva in the Debesinara, the Be'er Moshe. But basically, if you want to be a brisker, I told this young couple, here's what you'll do. Just look at the videotape. Turn off the sound of the brachas. Turn down the sound. You don't hear the sound this way. You don't have that problem. If you hold, there's a problem. I don't think there's a problem as well. But assume you do. So that's what you would do. Now, I just want to mention another issue. If you don't mind, just one more issue I'll mention. That shame was that I encountered while studying Torah. So can I pronounce the shame? I study with a number of my grandchildren for their bar mitzvah. I do it because this way, I'll tell you what my ulterior motives are. I always have ulterior motives. What? I do. That's a correct statement. But beyond that, I also generally have each one do a shagasaye. That's an old minog. That's what I did when I was bar mitzvah. I didn't understand a word I was talking about. But I set up shep with a shagasaye. So they also say Kshem on the Chakazai. But I don't want them to be like their grandfather. And so guess what? They have to learn with me the sugi menachis, whether it's Tillin, whether it's Kriyashma, whatever the sugi is, and that's what happened. That's 6 months usually. And then along the way, I also teach them how to lane. So I'm into all that. And now the question is, can they say the Shem was Hashem when they're practicing laning and the like? And should they pronounce the Shem as written? And the answer is, as far as I'm concerned, the answer is yes. Similarly, Hashem and the Pasuk while studying Gemara or other Torah writings can pronounce Hashem as written. There's no requirement to use substitutes such as Hashem, or Kel, or Kim. And this is discussed in many tshuvas. Yeah, I'm not such a tshuva person. That's right. The Hebrew Pasuk is, again, I think the Gemara discusses if you cite the Pasuk Sholem, then better to mention Hashem, Hashem. No, the Pasuk should be B'Shemusa. That's an issue. Of called Pasul of Paschim Moshe and Nala Paschina. That's a famous issue. But many have accustomed the substitute the pronunciations of Hashem when they study Gemara. I have a chaver, Big Tom Chocham, so when he studies, when he learns Gemara, he has some sort of a substitute when it comes to the Shem Hashem. I agree, I'm not saying you should say it 28 times. I never suggested that, similar to Zmiros HaShabbos that I said earlier. Here also, I don't think that's necessary, but I saw once in the Karen de Garta, this is what I read when I'm exhausted, when I'm totally exhausted and I can't learn the Gemara anymore. So I read Svarim like Karen de Garta, lying down. So the stipend. So he has a possible Svarim, it's been based on the Igor's Mesha, that Mesha claimed the sole advantage of pronouncing Hashem Hashem is to preserve the wholeness of the Pasuk. I think that's what Rabbi Arvid Shlita said a moment ago. So most psukim, quoting the Gemara, are really incomplete. Maybe there's no advantage pronouncing the Hashem outright. But the Gemara doesn't cite full psukim. The Gemara often, quite often, I would say, cites half psukim and certainly not full psukim. That's not uncommon. So uttering shemos when teaching children to recite brachas, I know. I have a number of talmidim who are mamish melamed advocate. They became teachers. They're fantastic. I wish I had such teachers. When I was in day school, grade school, parochial school, etc. Sodi, whatever they call it. These guys are fantastic. I want to tell you, one of the pluses of Eretz Yisrael, of the quote-unquote, the chinuch in the yeshiva world, They had these chassidish rabbeim who were outstanding. I never witnessed this in my entire life. I see it now with my grandchildren. They are beyond outstanding. Besides being full of life and pizzazz and energy and effervescent, okay, they probably burn out when they're 28 years old. But assuming you get them before the age of 28, mind-boggling the impact they have on young children. I can't begin to describe it. And all the successful rabbeim, these schools are all kemat. I don't want to be biased, but chassidish across the board. Mind-boggling. I'm astounded by this. So Mishnah Berurah has actually made considers in Reish Tes Vav. This also you have. Reish Tes Vav, I saw in Sittkot Yadala. It means you're allowed to recite the Shem Hashem so the children can say it properly. So look at Reish Tes Vav, and you look in Sittkot, I think it was Yud Aleph. If you don't mind looking at the Mishnah Berurah. I'm trying to do this year with the Mishnah Berurah. I hope you don't mind. I spend enormous amount of time preparing this. I'm looking all over the place. I love this. It's like my bread and butter. Anyway, so Reish Tes Vav, Sittkot Yadala. Mishnah Berurah says here, this going on the above. If you see in the Mechaber writes over here. Maybe I should read the entire Mechaber, just to be fair. It says in the Halacha Beis, Hashemei Echad Yisrael, the Baruch Achaz B'Dol, Baruch Achaz Abish Shal Shama Kula, you didn't hear the entire Bracha, and Yach Chayel, Chayel Lanos Achad Amin. I mean, there's a thesis in Sukkah with the Anshe Alexandria, you know, December 4th, and that's how they didn't hear the entire Bracha, they answered Amin. When I had the other day, someone comes over to me and says, not in the shul, that this guy is voting for not one of the front parties. Can I answer all my brachas? I'm horrified to hear what he asked me. So I said, what are you referring to? He says, this halacha. This guy knows Shulchan Aruch. I said, what? He's not because? So it was the answer? Yes. He's not a pussy. He's also a Tinoch. He told me. Wow.
So if it was Pashto, to him, why did he ask?
Oh, excellent. So, or let's say, this, in case I mentioned earlier, this I see all the time with my grandchildren, starting with the Bar Mitzvah. They can recite the Bracha in the entirety without reciting Hashem. And sometimes, this, I'm sure you've all seen this. We have here the Gabbai Dogel Muvok. So people I saw sometimes Bar Mitzvah, young men, they suffer a needless embarrassment. They recite the Bracha correctly at the Bar Mitzvah because they say Hashem. They never said the Shem Hashem. I've seen this countless times. And that's how they were taught. And I was at one Bar Mitzvah, which was very, very embarrassing. They told the young man, they must have told him 15 times. Every time he said that, that's what he was accustomed to doing. For 1 year, he said Hashem. And so he kept saying Hashem. They corrected him. He corrected it. And then he's not about Hashem. The whole Pasha of Hashem's.
You won't have a problem.
Thank you. Wow. It's clear that you get to Rabbi. So you no longer say Hashem. You say the regular Shema Babu. And undoubtedly, the Rabbi has a tshuva also where they teach an adult, you can use the Shem Hashem. And again, some people I remember, I grew up in the shul also, they had the transliterated Kaddi, and it was transliterated, the whole Siddur of transliteration. You probably, no, you don't remember such thing. Okay, so you were in Queens, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I'm talking about way, way back. People did not know how to read Hebrew. So everything was transliterated. They had one side the Hebrew, and the other side of the page, the transliteration. The name of the Siddur. They do, sure. So the question is now, that's permissible. Again, every bracha requires Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says in brachas, I think I'm on the Gimel. The Gemara says that the bracha of Atol is like a Shua Shov. You're not allowed to take a Shem Hashem, a Shua, the Yeshua of Shem Hashem. Let's say the Mishnah Shua is. The Mishnah says the Shua, let's call the Shua Shov. I swear that this Sefer is the Sefer. I swear this Shtem is the Shtem. I swear this... whatever this is called, this video machine. What's it called again?
iPad.
Oh, iPad. I'm sorry. I take a shua that this iPad is an iPad. So that's a shua shum. So when you used to comment, the word shum, the term shum is defined by the target in two different ways in that puzzle. So he said a whole shia busted. And basically, he was trying to get across the idea that every word that a person enunciates should have value, erech, should become the excited Rambam's all over the place, Rambam Shem Shnayis, that Rambam has different types of dibur, different genre of dibur. There's dibre Torah, there's dibre Chochmah, there's dibre Tzvachim, things that I have to talk to my wife about, I have to go shopping, etc. And those, beyond that, one should not be engaged in any kind of dibur. I mentioned that Rav had a son-in-law, a Rav, Dr. Professor Yitzhak Tversky, said, son of the Rocha, every word that came out of his mouth, Madud Safur Bishakul. I heard him in Boston countless times. I doubted him in the Talmud Shul many, many times. He spoke quite often. Every word was Bechushav. Okay, he had also quite a, shall we say, extensive vocabulary. He spoke several languages quite fluently. But he saw that the Mashav that went into, that's a godless of a person. So we have to be careful regarding two types of Brachos Psulos, Brachos Atoma, also Brachos Shein Atzricha. So, okay, this needs a bit more discussion. So I will hopefully next time, Yes Hashem, continue. So I appreciate your presence, and Yes Hashem, we should continue. Just make sure you bring the Chelik days, and the Shavuot.